Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 15.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please silence any electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Lowry. We'd ask our members and we'd ask our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Lowry.
Thank you. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you for the opportunity to be here today to represent our people, our communities, and our state. We ask, Father, that you bless us today. Give us the strength, the wisdom, and courage, not only to be the people that you need us to be, but the people you want us to be. Bless us, Lord, with the courage to always do the right things for the right reasons. Lord, we ask that you bless us with good travel as we travel back home today to our loved ones. Keep a hedge of protection around us this week, Father. And we ask all these things, and we believe and we receive in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for February 15th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Warren and Pike, House Bill 123, Early Vote and Constitutional Amendment.
Election law and campaign finance reform, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives Ross and Rydell, House Bill 124, Authorized Haw River State Trail.
State Government, if favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives White, Bradford, and Rydell, House Bill 125, Safe Surrender Infants.
Judiciary 2, in favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives Alexander and Logan, House Bill 126, the Prison Resources Repurposing Act.
Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives Setzer and Humphrey, House Bill 127, DOI Omnibus Bill.
Insurance, in favorable, State Government, in favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Pless, Ward, and Tyson, House Bill 128, Electric Vehicle Highway Use Equalization Act.
Transportation, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives Reeder and Gloristine Brown, House Bill 129, School Calendar Flexibility, Pitt County.
Education K-12, if favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives Arp, Zane, Ray, and Miller, House Bill 130, Preserving Choice for Consumers.
Energy and Public Utilities, the favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives Elmore, Destin Hall, and Winslow, House Bill 131, Protect NC Education Savings Investment Accounts.
Judiciary 1, the favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representatives Crutchfield, Bradford, and Tyson, House Bill 132, Government Agencies Delivery Permits.
State Government, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representative Gillespie, House Bill 133, Graham County Occupancy Tax.
Local Government, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Representative Goodwin, House Bill 134, State Health Plan Claims Administrative Changes.
State Personnel, if favorable, Health, if favorable, Rules Counter and Operations of the House. Calendar, House Bill 76, the clerk will read.
Representatives Lambert, White, Ray, and Humphrey, House Bill 76, the bill to entitle an act to provide North Carolina citizens with greater access to health care options. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambert, recognize the debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and again, thank you, colleagues. We had a really good discussion over the course of the week.
starting Monday with our caucus, and I'm sure your caucus on the other side had the similar discussions. We had health committee, we had finance committee, we had rules, and then we had discussion here on the floor. I want to extend my appreciation to each member, whether you voted for or against, for the respect that you extended me, the discussions we've had. I'm actually very proud to be part of this body. And again, this is a part of history, and we need to advance this bill, move it forward, so that we can begin some serious discussions with the Senate on how do we make this happen for the state of North Carolina and for the people who will benefit from this bill. So thank you again, and I urge you to vote green, and let's move forward.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, the passage of House Bill 76 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Humphrey wish to vote. Representative Pike wish to vote. Representatives Ball and Brockman. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 92 having voted in the affirmative, 22 in the negative. House Bill 76 passes its third reading. Will be sent to the Senate and ordered engrossed as well. Lady from Johnson, Representative White, is recognized to send forth a representative statement that will be read in its entirety upon adjournment. It will be spread across the journal. If the lady is ready at this time, the lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an exciting day for us in Johnson County and the world, because today is the 100th anniversary of Novo Nordisk. In 1921, a team of Canadian researchers discovered insulin. After hearing of the discovery, Danish Nobel laureate August Krogh and wife Maria, who was a doctor living with diabetes, traveled to Canada to gain permission from the researchers to produce the insulin-based medicine in Denmark. The extraction and purification technique of insulin was brought from Canada to Denmark to Novo Nordisk Insulin Laboratory, today known as Novo Nordisk in Clayton, North Carolina. It is Denmark is the largest site for Novo Nordisk, and the second largest site in the world is Clayton, North Carolina. Since the discovery, Novo Nordisk has helped millions all over the world combat with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. They now have a oral finishing product facility in Durham. So there are several representatives here that are in favor of this recognition. Representative Ray Jeffers, Representative Zach Hawkins from the Durham site, and Representative Larry Strickland and Donna White from the Clayton site. Three things. Novo Nordisk produces 50% of the world's insulin supply and 35 million people using their diabetes care products. They also focus on chronic disease prevention, and their goal is to prevent 100 million people from getting type 2 diabetes. They also work with East Carolina, North Carolina State, North Carolina Central, and three community colleges, Durham, Johnston, and Pitt, to help educate and train individuals in the biomanufacturing field. They have a great partnership with Johnston Community College to develop the workforce, and have developed a workforce center which features pharmaceutical manufacturing environment. They also partnership with Durham Tech and just donated $6 million to build a life science training center at Durham Tech. We are so glad that the speaker will be recognizing folks today that are here with us from Novo. Thank you so much.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise?
I speak to a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative White, for this partnership to recognize a leader in healthcare. As she mentioned, They work to combat type 1 and type 2 diabetes, obesity, hemophilia, and growth disorders, which are absolutely huge when it comes to certain populations across the state of North Carolina and the world. One of the things that I want to make sure that I lift up is they have been an incredible partner, an incredible addition to the Durham County region. In addition to the $6 million that they will donate over the next 4 years for Durham Tech, which is in House District 31, it will work to build apprenticeships, internships, and training opportunities that will reach into the high school and K through 12 population, or middle school and high school population, which will help us build a workforce not only that Novo Nordisk can take advantage of, the entire region of life sciences can. And so they are dedicated to being long-term partners in the Durham community, and I can't thank them, their staff, and their leadership for the continued work and expansion and investment in the Durham community. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Sir, thank you.
Members, we only have this one vote today, and I'll go ahead and other folks have points of personal privilege or notice or announcements, go ahead and activate your lights. The schedule next week is that on Monday, there won't be any votes, and on Tuesday there will be committee votes. So members should be here on Tuesday for committees. If you have a committee, four votes will be Wednesday, and if necessary, Thursday of next week. And also on motion of Representative White, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies, the gallery, to representatives from Novo Nordisk, Ms. Shayla Jones, who is Director of Government and Public Affairs. Would you please stand so we could welcome you over here on the right? Thanks for being with us today. For what purpose, the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hargis, to rise.
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is a very special day. I'm going to have to talk about my seatmate here. I told him I'd have to embarrass him. It's a really good day for my seatmate. It's actually my former seatmate, Representative Lambeth, over here. He's been working on his Medicaid issue for a while. I was joking with him that I saw a picture of him from a few years ago. His hair was a little bit darker than what it is now. But on this particular day, I'm here to talk about my current seatmate, Representative Faircloth. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. First and foremost, he's a family man. He lost his beloved wife, you know, who's still with him and watching over him every day, not too long ago. But he has three children. He has four grandchildren that keep him busy. And another fun fact is we both graduated from the same high school, just a couple years apart. And he's also a graduate of Guilford College, where he obtained a bachelor's degree, got a master's degree at UNC Greensboro, and then he embarked on a career in law enforcement, and he was a sworn officer with the Greensboro Police Department. Then after that, he was the chief of police in Salisbury, and then the chief of police in High Point. And then he served four terms on the High Point City Council before being elected to the House of Representatives here in 2010. He also was a director of the Training and Standards Commission for Law Enforcement for the state of North Carolina. And I got to tell you, it's just been an honor to serve with this guy. He just keeps going. I don't think he's aged a whole lot since I first met him. And I don't know if he remembers this or not, but when he got elected one term ahead of me, he was elected in 2010. I was elected 2012. And he was my mentor when I first got elected. So if you don't like how I'm doing my job, you can take it up with him. It's really an honor to know this guy and to serve with him and to call him a friend. So without further ado, please join me in wishing my seatmate, Representative Faircloth, a happy birthday.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Crutchfield, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
I'd ask my colleagues here to join me in wishing Ms. Jennifer Balkman a happy birthday tomorrow. She's going to be 16 tomorrow again. And I hope that you'll be with me. Jennifer, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. You're hardworking, and I look forward to working with you more. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn and reconvene Monday, February 20th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Eiler, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 20th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned. House.
I motion to the chair, House Bill 2, short title, extend deadline for expenditure of funds. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations and referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Investing in chronic disease prevention. Reading of a representative statement congratulating Novo Nordisk on its 100th anniversary, whereas on February 16, 2023, Novo Nordisk, a leading pharmaceutical company headquartered in Denmark, will celebrate its 100th anniversary, and whereas one of Novo Nordisk's main focus areas is investing in chronic disease prevention, their goal is to prevent more than 100 million people from getting type 2 diabetes by 2045, and whereas Novo Nordisk produces 50% of the world's insulin supply with over 35 million people using their diabetes care products, and whereas Novo Nordisk has a production facility in the town of Clayton, which is an integral part of its global supply chain and strategic management sites, producing medicines for millions of patients all over the world. This marks the 30th anniversary of the Clayton's facility that has been in operation. And whereas, as one of the largest employers in Johnson County, Novo Nordisk is committed to being one of the best places to work for its employees. And whereas Novo Nordisk partnerships with Johnson County, the town of Clayton, and more recently with the city of Durham, have resulted in many successes and new opportunities for all involved. And whereas Clayton is home to Novo Nordisk's second largest facility, and the company has also an oral finished products OFP facility in Durham. And whereas Novo Nordisk supports North Carolina State University, East Carolina University, North Carolina Central University, and community colleges in Johnson, Durham, and Pitt counties to help educate and train individuals in the biomanufacturing field. And whereas Novo Nordisk's unique partnership with Johnson County Community College created the Workforce Development Center, which features a pharmaceuticals manufacturing environment. The company also has a partnership with Durham Technical Community College and just donated $6 million to build a life sciences training center. Now, therefore, it is fitting to honor Novo Nordisk on its 100th anniversary and to recognize the company's commitment to preventing chronic illnesses and improving the lives of those living with chronic illnesses and other disorders. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed on the journal on the 16th day of February, 2023, submitted Representative Donna McDowell-White, submitted Representative Zach Hawkins, attested to House Principal Clerk James White.